Hey, this is Jeff Milo. I have a new show called My Local, a weekly one-hour showcase of the vibrant Michigan music scene, spanning diverse genres of rock, indie pop, folk, soul, and beyond. Celebrate music from the mitten on My Local, Tuesday at 9 p.m. on 101.9 WDET.
Curiosity is a production of WDET in Detroit. Visit us at wdet.org/curious.
I'm Shelby Jopie, and this is Curiosity, where WDET finds the answers to your questions about everything Detroit. Today on Curiosity, that notorious city fowl, the elegant, the elusive Detroit pheasant.
I was about to get on the lodge from the service drive, and suddenly this bird walked out in front of my car, this bird with long tail feathers, and I had no idea what it was. And I looked around to see if anyone else was noticing it, because I really almost thought I was imagining it.
Our question today comes from Jenny Sheridan Moss of Huntington Woods.
Why are there so many pheasants in Detroit, and why have they continued to thrive in an urban environment?
So on a gray, hazy Wednesday morning, Jenny and I pull up to a large vacant lot just north of New Center. This is where Jenny's seen two pheasants. She drives by here every day on her way to work.
I wore my soccer mom rain boots because I knew we'd be in tall grass.
With us is Zach Cooley.
I'm a wildlife biologist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Wildlife Division.
You want to go look for a pheasant?
Let's look.
Okay.
We start canvassing the lot, walking a couple feet from each other, kind of like a search party. Zach directs us to a gravel path where the field borders a row of backyards. We plod along it, inspecting the overgrowth. We pass an abandoned tire and some leftover trash, but no sign of the bird.
So I'm wondering how they got here to begin with.
Well, pheasants came here from Asia back in, you know, early 1900s or late 1800s.
China, specifically, for hunting purposes. They thrived on small farms in the southern third of the state.
Recently, with more of the overgrown lots, it's become very good habitat for them. Just around here in this park, there's tree lines going down the power lines here, hedgerows that they can hide in. They like to nest in the grasses.
And in Detroit, nothing's hunting them. The urban pheasant may be at risk of the occasional feral cat attack.
Their main predator is probably getting hit by a car.
After several minutes of searching, still nothing.
We're looking for pheasants. Do you guys see them around here a lot?
They usually be over there.
All right. Have a good day.
There's one field left to search across from where we started. So, hopeful and a little desperate, we begin the block and a half walk back.
I know that you're not allowed to hunt pheasants in the city, but do you think they would taste bad if you did kill one and eat it?
Oh, no.
No?
They're not eating, like, garbage or anything. They're still eating insects and vegetation and seeds.
We make our way to an alley running between two rows of homes and are welcomed by a scavenging squirrel who scurries down from a dumpster. Not what we were hoping for. But then...
There you go. There's one right there. Straight ahead in the road.
There he is.
There, it's walking back across now.
Good eye.
The pheasant ahead of us has a brilliant blue-green head with a white ring around his neck. Golden brown tail feathers extending almost 2 feet behind him. He's got a funny stride, running with his neck sticking out and body remaining completely still.
Yep, there's the two of them. See, I knew there were two on this block.
Pheasants have found an urban Eden among the lush lots of Detroit. With plenty of nesting space in the unkempt grounds and no significant predators, the game birds strut comfortably down our alleys and through our yards. So much so that a ragtag group can find one without a lot of effort. For photos of our pheasant hunt or to add to our crowdsourced map of sightings in Detroit, visit wdet.org/curious. There you can ask us your question about Detroit or the region. Thanks for listening. I'm Shelby Jopie.